I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. More than 2,000 people have been arrested at U.S. colleges across the country in recent weeks since anti-war protests broke out there. President Biden is weighing in on the situation, saying that unrest is testing the right to free speech and the rule of law. Speaking from the White House Thursday, Biden said that there is no right to chaos.
Vandalism, trespassing, breaking windows, shutting down campuses, forcing the cancellation of classes and graduations. None of this is a peaceful protest. Threatening people, intimidating people, instilling fear in people is not peaceful protest. It's against the law.
A shot was fired during the police crackdown on protesters who took over an academic building at Columbia University in New York. NYPD says the officer accidentally discharged his gun outside of the building while clearing protesters and that no one was injured. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs has signed the bill that repeals an 1864 abortion ban. From member station KJZZ, Catherine Davis Young has that story.
The law criminalized performing any abortion except to save a mother's life. The state Supreme Court recently ruled Arizona should be enforcing it, but state lawmakers then narrowly voted to toss it out. The repeal leaves in place a 2022 law banning abortions after 15 weeks. Governor Hobbs says that law is still a concern.
While I'm proud to sign this bill and provide a moment of relief for Arizonans, we still have work to do. Arizona women are still governed by a ban that leaves no exceptions for rape or incest, nor does it account for complications during pregnancy.
Reproductive rights advocates are working to put a measure on Arizona ballots this November to enshrine access to abortion in the state constitution. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Davis Young in Phoenix.
Much of the region north of Houston is bracing for severe flooding from a fast-moving storm. From Houston Public Media, Andrew Schneider reports that county officials are asking people to consider evacuating.
Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo is asking those in much of the north of the county to consider leaving unless they have sufficient supplies in place to ride out the flood for 2 to 3 days. She's also issuing a mandatory evacuation order near the East Fork of the San Jacinto River, northeast of Houston.
We want you out of this area. We can't force anyone to do anything, but this is a life-threatening situation. We need you to listen to that message that we're giving.
For context, Hidalgo says typically the river is 45 to 50 feet above sea level. She says the water is expected to crest at about 78 feet above sea level, close to what the area saw during Hurricane Harvey. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Schneider in Houston.
U.S. futures are higher in after-hours trading on Wall Street following Thursday's gains. You're listening to NPR News. A three-vehicle crash Thursday in Connecticut caused a tanker filled with gasoline to burst into flames, damaging a bridge over Interstate 95. There have been no reports of serious injuries, but Governor Ned Lamont says the section of highway will be closed until Monday. I-95 is the main north-south route along the East Coast. South Carolina could become the next state to ban gender-affirming care for transgender minors. Legislation passed by the state Senate would also require school officials to notify parents or guardians if their child goes by another name at school. China is preparing to launch a mission to the far side of the moon Friday morning. NPR's Jeff Brumfield reports that the mission aims to bring samples back to Earth.
The Chang'e 6 mission will travel to the side of the moon that's always facing away from the Earth. It's a challenging destination for robotic missions because there's no direct line of communication with mission control back home. The probe will collect around 2 pounds of lunar rocks and dust. Those samples will then return to Earth aboard a small capsule. This is China's second mission to return samples from the lunar surface and the first mission from any country to attempt such a return from the far side of the moon. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
Hawaii's Maui County is suing cellular carriers for failing the island during last summer's deadly wildfire. The lawsuit alleges the carriers did not properly inform police that widespread service outages were occurring during the disaster. County officials say they sent at least 14 messages warning residents to evacuate, but that those messages never reached cell phones because cell towers were out. This is NPR.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.